The Gentlemen's Four Dungeons & Dragons Podcast, Episode 4, starring Tom Kindley as Blodite Ovalspinel, the Dwarven Cleric, Benjamin Howe as Aristotelian Glyph, the Druid, and as the Warforged Warrior Mulch, Bear Jones. Their Dungeon Master is Chris McLennan. We left our heroes in the lower tiers of Sharn, in pursuit of the mastermind behind these attacks. The mage in the Kingswood had disappeared into the ether, leaving behind a strange mist. Later, the morning haunt on Harcourt's rooftop had done much the same. The party followed traces of the mist to one of Sharn's many poorer quarters, and began searching for any information they could find. They first tried the beggars, well known for being the eyes and ears of the lower city for anybody with a little gold in their pocket. Soon enough, they came across a halfling street urchin who spoke of elf-like creatures showing up at around the same time as the mist. Could these beings be of the same hollow-eyed ilk as the mage that attacked Harcourt? The adventurers made their way to a nearby tavern, where the Warforged Mulch met with staunch resistance. Around these parts, the Warforged Unknown is little more than tax collectors and thugs, puppets of House Caniff and House Orion. Hurt but understanding of the barkeep's trepidation, he resigned himself to waiting outside while Blodite and Aristotelian asked around the crowded pub. Their inquiries quickly yielded results, telling them to head to Dalinan Tower on the lower Memphis Plateau. Will our adventurers find what they seek? And what's going on at the foot of the Dalinan Tower? So they said, they suggest you head over that way.
So cool. Now we've got the information. We leave the pub.
Well, we've got to pay up first.
I've got a lot.
Yeah, you did kill that guy.
Yeah.
We thank the guys. Say cheers for turning us over to Memphis.
Can I do a meanwhile and perception check when I'm outside and have a little look to see if I see anything or anything kind of. Kind of ilk. 10 plus my perception of 2, which is 12. Do I see anything interesting when I'm out there?
Not particularly, but while you're looking around, a little halfling jumps up off on your back and sticks a dagger in your neck.
Oh.
And you take some damage.
Okay.
And we might get into a little tussle.
Okay, cool.
And you don't take a lot of damage. Five. Damage.
Okie doke.
So I think there we go.
Okay, and so how do I go about murdering this halfling?
Well,
I would like to.
You're just outside. You're outside the pub here, and Risty's perception is
I'd like to just sort of hear the commotion. I'd like to just try and grab him and just knock him out. I don't want to kill him because if he's the halfling from before, I can understand. Otherwise, I just want to beat him unconscious. Is what I want to do.
Hang on.
So I wanted. I'd like to.
So you guys are in here.
In the
tavern there.
I'm on that bench.
You're on that bench.
I'd like to do an unarmed basic attack on him.
These guys, Well, first we're in a grapple. So the first thing I'd like you to do is just quickly make a strength check.
Is that D20?
Yeah. D20 plus your strength modifier.
So 18 plus 5, 23.
Yep. So you managed to flick the guy off you, so he's no longer sort of hung up and around your neck, and you could all roll initiative.
So I got
10, which is 11 minus 1.
I got 16.
Am I going to roll a dice?
Mm-hmm.
20.
You got 20.
So are we fighting this little halfling?
Well, presumably. I just want to knock him out. I don't want to lose your aim to not kill, because he could be useful, is my plan. I'm assuming you guys, because I know you're up for just killing anything, but I'm assuming you want to just kind of preserve it as well.
Yeah.
I want to preserve it too.
Apart from the people you kick off high
one
towers.
One person, and it was an accident, man. Like, when we dropped that, I killed that person.
It's never going to...
Feel bad.
No.
Encounter two, you murdered a man. Yeah. Like, second...
It's not even like you were fighting because he attacked you. You were defending his friends and you kicked him off.
I wasn't even doing that. I was just trying to get to the bar, man. You know when you just have one of those really messy nights? Like, you wake up, like, what the fuck? That's what happened to me. I woke up in the middle of a fight.
The first up is Risty, who spins around, sees out the window that there's some commotion going on with a halfling.
That little midget child's back.
Are you sure it's the same one?
Yeah, it is not the same one.
Cool. We don't need to check for that or anything, do we? We just need to just kind of...
No, I have high perception.
You've got a passive perception value, basically, up there, which is basically as if you take 10 on the dice. Yeah. It's Risty's turn. He sees some commotion going on with a halfling.
I'm like, I don't like the look of this. This is not a different halfling from the one he was talking to earlier. Maybe he's out for revenge. I'm going to go outside.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, man. Forgot about your trusty sidebar.
Thanks. Are you in the doorway? Is that the door?
Where's the doorway? I'm confused. I'll come out through this bit. So I was there. So 1, 2, 3.
No,
four,
you don't. You can go down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This isn't how you fight, remember?
7. Oh, true. Okay. Or I could be...
You're a zappy kind of guy.
Then again, do you want to run around the streets throwing magic around? That might look really bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn into a tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, people might get uneasy about it, but at the same time, like, they have just seen this halfling jump up and stab him. We don't want
him flamed. But again, Ben is not streetwise at all. He doesn't understand that it's not the forest.
I'm going outside to have a look anyway. That's probably best we all get outside, right? Yeah.
I mean, the halfling's made his move, so I at least have a chance to punch him in the face before he strikes back, and I don't think he's going to do much to me. I mean, you're assessing the situation.
What I was
going
to do is do a perception roll to see if there's any more halflings running around.
You need to.
Oh, yeah.
You can just see. Are there any other halflings running around?
You can't see any. At the minute, this guy seems to have been fairly bold, but you would suggest that... He probably has some sort of scheme, otherwise he wouldn't have just jumped on a wharf or just had
him.
That's it. So maybe if I do...
Remember, we don't want to kill him.
Twisting vines would trap him. I'm just like, nah, you ain't going nowhere, bruv. I know, I need to know what these things do.
Need some green stuff.
8+... Oh, wait. Wisdom versus reflex. 8+5, 13
against the halfling's reflex.
That's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, curses. Well, I guess that's the end of my turn. I don't know what to do.
Cool.
And it is. We'll go blow dike for now.
Yeah. Okay. So is there a window in the pub, by the way? Brick walled. Are they small enough?
There is supposedly a window.
You can sort of see out here.
Can I dive through the window?
It probably wouldn't go very well. It's a good thick old glass, that sort of melty looking stuff.
You're not very good at jumping.
What are you talking about?
People wouldn't like it.
I didn't do it. Yeah, well, fuck them. At this point, there's someone happening outside. Okay, I'll run out the doors then.
Fine.
Disappointingly.
I'll use the doors.
Am I, like, where am I? Was I there?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Why don't you go diving for the
three.
First one?
What? I was there,
you go diagonally for the
table.
First one.
Oh, there's a table there.
There's a table, right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cool. We're finding a halfling, right? So,
yep.
Shall you take this one? Because it's like kind of, who's the shortest? What up? Kind of battle, or is it?
I don't know. Do I have any? I don't have anything I can really.
Is he within my range there, by the way, Chris? After I've thrown him.
Sorry?
Would I have to move to hit him?
You'd have to move to hit him.
Do I have anything to stop him from moving?
Guardian of Faith behind him, but it might kill him.
Guardian of Faith by the stairs. He's going to try and run away, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I could try and hit him, or do you want to get first dibs?
It's up to you. No, like, as long as you hit him to incapacitate rather than hitting him to kill is my main concern.
So I can just hit him? I can just hit him once.
Just hit him, yeah.
Could I do a holy hit? Would that be risking him death? Done.
Why don't you just hit him with your hammer?
Alright, hit him with my hammer. So I just roll for a hit and modifiers, for strength. Mm. So 14 plus, what do I do? Is it plus my strength one?
And it's on the right hand side there, you've got an attack that workspace.
So 18 in total.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
And so it's 1d10 plus 2. So
I've got 2 here.
So I can hit people with my staff.
I do 3 damage.
Okay.
Nice glancing blow.
Did pretty well there, bro.
Possibly on his elbow. Just lightly.
And it's now mulch.
My minor is just to look at you. Like, what was that? Then I'm going to punch him in his little halfling face. So. I'm not going to use my sword, I don't think. I'm just going to punch him. So actually,
could take a long time.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll just greatsword him then. as hard as I can.
Use the side of it.
Yeah, I want to knock him down.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, 6 plus 9, 15.
That's not going to cut it off, right?
Damn it. I just kind of flap next to him. I'm so disappointed by what you just did, but I can't even hit him. I'm blinded with rage, I think.
Any more for any more?
Well, actually, I had to move towards him anyway to do that, didn't I?
So that's the best go away one.
Like that.
You were in the way of him leaving.
I think I'm going to combat challenge him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to lay that on him.
What's that do? Mark him?
Yeah, marks him.
Okay.
It means if he attacks you in any way, I can attack him.
Enjoy that one.
Yeah, and also as he moves, I can attack him if he's still adjacent to me. Or if he's adjacent to me, I can attack
him. He's going to shift this way.
Well, I get to hit him then. 13 plus 9.
Yeah,
so I should hit him. D10 plus 5. Where'd you put my D10?
Right back.
8 plus 5 is 13.
Right. And he's going to...
Oh, wow.
You got over. Oh, Jesus.
He's going to throw a dagger at you.
At me?
Yeah. Oh. 23 versus AC, that's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what? 6 damage for you.
6 damage.
And it's Risty's turn.
You've got to deal with this guy a bit of harm, man. Come on.
How did he get up there?
He jumped.
I've got quite a lot of athletics.
You're
I could
down.
Probably get up there okay. as well, couldn't I?
You need to get in line of sight before you can do anything anyway.
But I can go 1, 2, 3, like that.
You can't go through here, because if you've got 2 things that block you diagonally, you can't move between them.
Alright, so I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got an idea.
Oh, no.
I'm going to move like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, move to here. And then I'm going to do Fawn Whip to whip him 2 spaces forwards.
Nice.
Off of the level.
Good call.
Here we go.
I like that.
So then 12... Plus 5, 17. Does that get him?
Versus
reflex.
No, fortitude.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Cool.
So then now I do the eight-sided dice.
Yeah,
useful.
You're useful.
Six. So 6 plus 5.
11.
11 damage, and he comes forwards. Oh, 2 spaces.
He is bloodied. He's not very well.
literally stuck in front of the line of the people he tried to attack, with all of them just standing there going.
But
ooh.
2 other folks.
Are they all
coming
as well?
Down
the
stairs here.
Humans.
They're coming at you, and it is their go.
Are they cleverer than us? Are they prettier than us? That's my second concern.
So yeah, this guy's just gonna move in. Yeah. Gonna move in for you as well.
Oh god, this is not good.
That'd be alright.
They're gonna basically, and they can do that as part of their attack, so they move at you and attack. That guy misses, the brown haired guy misses,
both of them.
And they both just go, well, forget that then, and just shift away.
Okay.
And it's split out.
So are we looking to leave that bloodied guy there? He's already fallen over. Do we leave him alive to ask
no,
him questions?
No, well,
or?
If we get him to... Is it if we deal as much damage it would normally kill him, but we're intending to not kill him, we will incapacitate him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I
continue as normal, but your attacks are tempered, as it were, but you're still rolling the same.
But you have the option of intimidate checks to try and...
I mean,
finish
if you
want
to leave the intimidate to me,
yeah,
some,
you're going to be intimidating.
Well, I'm 7,
yeah.
What are you?
No, I'm not even intimidating.
So if you intimidate the little halfling.
Yeah, but I have to wait till my turn, won't I?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
There's more, what should you do? I reckon
go for these
guys.
Have
a whack at them, because they're going to cause you a lot of problems, man. Yep. Like, us two can deal with this Harvely easily. You can, and then they're a space away, so you might as well just range attack them, because you're already there.
Yeah.
And if he deals any damage to you, I can attack him.
Cool. I'm going to full on Lance of Faith him, which is Wisdom versus Reflex. So, 17 plus 5, 23.
That's going to do it.
And that's against 22. The one furthest away from me.
Okay.
22, yeah. And it does 1d8, 5
most
damage.
Most of it, yeah. But, maths.
Yeah. So the sake
just
of
maths, maths, come on.
It does 6 damage to him.
Right, I don't...
That's my minor. Kind of, is it worth perception checking in here? They're probably just going to be more thieves, aren't they?
It's mulch unless you've got more to do.
Well, I'm going to keep laying to the half lane. I mean, I can from that distance, right? I'm going to cleave him this time.
Just for the hell of it.
Actually, no. Because I reckon you guys have got him. I'm going to try and get these guys down. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm going to cleave, trying to hit both of them.
Okay. Who are you hitting?
I'm going to hit the guy straight in front of
right.
me, but then carry on to the guy
he's
next
one
to
that I've already hit, isn't he?
Do it.
Cool.
So 17.
That's
going to
do it.
Yeah, that's got him. And then d10. 3 plus 5 is 8.
Right.
And then 5 to the guy next to him. I shout at Risty to keep the halfling there.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Keep him there.
So
beat
I'm just,
him down.
Yeah.
Shift. And he's going to...
He can move twice and we'll go.
Yeah, he can combine a movement with an attack. So...
Shift is the attack.
He can do... get up. And then
cheeky little man.
Shift. And he's going to throw a... he's going to throw another dagger at a... Blood-eyed oval spinel. In fact, no. At Risty. It's a 20 versus AC, that's going to happen, isn't it? Like 10 or something, maybe. 7 damage for you.
Oh. How are you doing?
I'm on 19.
That's alright.
It's your go.
Okay. If I want to do a close range attack, I have to turn into a beast. Would it be still bad for
you?
You
don't have
to, you
can
just hit him with a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got all your stuff there to
do. Should I hit him with a stick? Skills.
Yeah.
Just use a spell instead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like Storm Spike or something.
May as well. Do more
it's
damage.
Not like
and they're at will, so it's not like you're wasting stuff.
Yeah, so I roll against Reflex. Oh, Wisdom 1 plus 5, 6 against Reflex. Is that fair?
Sorry? Yeah,
it's
going to fail.
Yeah,
no. If you roll it. Wait, what? You rolled the wrong dice.
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
no,
it's
I rolled.
It's a
D12.
Oh.
D20s have triangle signs.
You want that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one is always a critical miss.
3.
It's much better. No.
9.
That's not going to work out.
9. 8 altogether.
It's not going to work out for you, pal.
Okay. In that case, I don't know. I can't do anything else. Can I try diplomacy with him? Is that a stupid thing to do?
No, it could be. Well, I mean, we're mid-fight. It's whether you just go, hold up,
obviously,
dude.
Like,
what,
yeah,
what
like you're obviously going to lose, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, just tell us what's going on. Can I do that?
You can give it a go.
I mean, the time for diplomacy is probably past, but it's worth a shot, isn't it? You could do very well.
Do
how good's your diplomacy?
4.
Oh, you're better than me.
Well, it's a boost, at least.
You're better than Tom, so...
Shall I try it?
Yeah, that one.
Is it a 20 side, yeah?
Yeah.
6.
Yeah, it's not good.
10. Not enough.
Come on!
You
just beat the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Right. They're both going to shift and throw daggers at you.
Oh.
19 versus AC isn't going to hit, is it? Oh, wait, is it against AC?
I've got 18. So it is going to hit.
Oh, okay. And the other one's 23, so that's 2.
Yeah.
If you don't fail me now.
It's 12 damage for you.
Ooh.
And because they have the same shift and attack power, he's going to he's just going to back up over here a bit. He's going to back up over this way, and it is Blodite.
We're going to risk him getting away. I could always run up Healing Strike in. If I do hit, you get...
Yep, do that.
Surge. Sounds if not, good. I'll pick up your corpse.
I
wow, you're tiny and I'm heavy.
Step in there. I'm a fucking dwarf. I've got encumbered speed. Armor or heavy load doesn't reduce my speed.
Okay, nice.
I can carry you and still walk just as slowly. I'm going to use Healing Strike, so it's strength versus AC on that fucker.
The little midget man who's stabbing the neck. 15.
So I got 15 plus 4, that's 19 versus AC.
That's going to do it.
Right, I do 2d10 plus 2 damage. So that's 11, 13 damage.
That's going to do it. You down.
And then you can heal yourself if you want.
Yes.
You get, is that you get healing
just with a surge, just a standard surge?
Yep, and you get plus 5 on top of that as well.
Cool. Back in the game.
So the hobbit is down.
Well, I'm going to peg it at this guy.
Wait, if you, can you reach him?
No. So I'm going to peg it.
That's why I was debating that last space. It was just like, oh, I'll edge one back.
As fast as I can at him. I'm going to bull rush him. And
you can use your wicked strike in the bull rush. If you
yeah, I'll wicked it. Strike him.
Wicked.
So it's versus AC. 12, because it's minus 2 on the actual attack and then plus 2.
So you got 12 plus... rush.
Well, it's 12 plus nothing, because it's strength minus 2 versus AC for the attack. And then, oh, and then yeah, plus 1 strength is...
Because it's still using your sword. Look, read the bottom line.
Greater plus 7 attack. So it's...
Yeah, so it's...
Plus 9?
So...
Because you've got the plus...
That's the that plus 7 is with the minus 2 for the card.
Okay, cool.
So it's that plus 7. So it's...
Yeah, so
that's
19.
That's going to do it.
Cool. 3 plus 5... which is 8.
Righto. And it is...
So you're not bloody dead.
Halfling's down, so it's Risty's turn.
I'm going to go for this guy over here. Do you reckon?
Should you reach
If you can shoot him or something.
I can get there.
Because I'm happy, but he's out of my line of sight, so he can't attack me. But taking him out is a good thing.
Well, so I don't need to worry with the halfling anymore, do we?
No.
Will his body dissolve soon, though? Or is that...
He's just a halfling.
He's just a dude.
He's
not a misty weirdo.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go over and get rid of this guy with a sword. I do Storm Spike on him. No.
He's not going to stay still, is he?
Thorn Whip.
You've used that already.
No, he can use Storm Whip.
Might as well, it does a lot of damage.
Thorn Whip and Storm Spike do basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Damage-wise.
So if I just go like here, so I'm out of sight here, there, I know where I am.
Yeah.
2.
That's not going to cut it.
No.
It's very impressive, Mr. Druid, with no dice.
I am very upset with myself, and I sit down and cry.
As a minor action.
As a minor action, yeah.
If my... combat challenge has been knocked down, can I nominate another one, or is it just one per encounter?
You can change it whenever you want. You can just have only one. Well, on your turn, you can change it whenever.
Yeah.
You're going to shift. Throw a dagger at your face.
Cool. The AC you want?
Yeah, it's both 16, it's not high enough.
Cool.
And he's going to scarp.
Oh.
For good?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to cut him.
This guy is going to. Yeah,
I'm close.
He's going to throw a dagger at
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to cut it.
Cool. Who now?
Sorry. It's a blowdite.
Yeah.
I can get to him with my 5 moves, so I'm going to beat the shit out of him if he sticks around. But
so
you can get
5 as well. For your righteous brand, it gives you a chance to
burn your holy symbol into his head.
Yeah.
Kaboom! And then he gets. It gets marked so you can get bonus towards attacking. So it's strength versus AC. 16 plus 4, that's 20.
It's going to do it.
And it's a 1d10 plus 2. So 8 damage.
Righto.
He's also now marked. Hang on.
What? He has a special skill.
Is
he? He's a bit spry. You basically have to roll your... Yeah, you have to roll it again and use the new result.
So the new d20.
Yeah.
3.
We'll keep the damage. That's not as good. You're not taking that.
So he doesn't get hit at all.
What?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fine for me.
It's mulch.
That
mulch is going to kill him though.
5. Yep.
It's just like, I'm going to try.
I'm going to challenge him. And I'm going to cleave him. 6 foe.
Plus 9. So 15.
Yeah.
Against.
Armor class.
Not going to happen.
Ah. That's annoying.
I thought your plan was to try and intimidate him. Don't kill everybody.
No, I'm just angry.
I'm done. It's Risty's turn.
Cool.
I
keep forgetting things like intimidate when I just get bloodlust. I think he's.
You were like, we'll beat him down, we'll intimidate him, get him to lay off, and just beat him down, and then go, I'm going to kill a number of other people.
Well, actually, that was
an enjoyable time.
The half of the thing I'm interested in, these guys, they just turned up out of nowhere, I'm just going to kill them. I'm assuming they're just in cahoots with the little guy.
What should I do?
The little
fella. Try and kill that guy as well, or do something with the halfling, diplomacy with the halfling?
Oh, I would deal with the halfling at the end of the fight. Uh-huh. It's just he's incapacitated.
So if I come over to here, I'm going to do Thorn Whip, I guess.
That's a Thorn Whip, as long as you only whip him to like there or there.
Yeah.
Can't whip him through people, looking at you.
Can I whip him through
people? Nah, you probably won't go anywhere because they're in the way.
Oh, well, he could roll an acrobatics thing and jump over the body as it flies towards him.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Can I?
No, you do the Thorn Whip. You don't need to jump anywhere.
So where's he going to Thorn Whip through, me or you?
It doesn't really matter.
-2.
-2.
Well,
what's that?
My acrobatics.
I don't think we should try this acrobatics thing. I think it should just hilariously hit us. And
do a storm spike on him.
You'll both take 1.
Yeah.
3.
Oh,
okay, well, he missed anyway.
Yeah, I have really bad luck with the dice as well.
He's going to shift.
Oh, I'm going to attack
He's going to throw a dagger at you.
I'm going to attack him because he shifted.
All right.
Because he's my new combat challenge. 18.
That's done.
Yeah, got him.
Yeah,
and then 2 plus 9, which is 11.
Plus 9?
Is it plus 9?
No,
is it
it's the damage
attack?
One.
So plus 5, so 7.
Okay. He's going to throw a dagger at you.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't hit you with a dagger.
No.
He's got a scarf.
Cool.
Motherfucker.
I like to think that I beat him down enough. I taught him a lesson.
So you've still got Halfling back down here.
Shall we head over?
Oh, yeah, let's go over and see him.
Have a word. Is that the song of your Warforged feet?
Do we all just hobble over there?
Can check if he's alright. Like, see if he's
You're a talented man.
Yeah.
Can we ask him how he's doing? Are you alright?
I'm going to intimidate him.
You're going to intimidate him.
Yeah. I'm going to yellow intimidate him.
I'm going to throw my shoes at him.
5 plus 7, which is 12. So I don't think I intimidated him that much.
No, he's not particularly bothered.
No.
He sort of spits on your big Warforged shoes.
Cool. Anyone else want to try and intimidate him? Because clearly I've failed.
I've got minus 1 intimidate.
So we just talk to him, because my intimidation's failed.
Yeah, you can
so
quiz him.
Run it back for...
About diplomacy, I've got 4 diplomacy.
We'll leave that for a bit, because we can see if there's any point where we can use it well.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man, is my first question. Like, I was just sitting outside this bar, minding my own business, and you come up and stab me in the neck. What's going on?
You clearly haven't been here for very long, have you?
No.
This is how it's going to be down here. It's how it's always going to be. Everyone needs to make a living.
You could have just asked for some help.
So you're an assassin?
No, I'm not an assassin. I need your gold.
Oh, right. You're just thieving.
Thieving. It was a pretty good effort. I thought it was a pretty ballsy move.
Yeah, I respect you for it, actually. You definitely got yourself a point. I didn't even want to kill you, so you've done quite well.
Do you still not want to kill me?
I just blank stare at him. we tether him back if we can. Can I grab hold of
him? Yeah, you can grab him.
Yeah, strength check, or is
no,
it just I just definitely grab him because he's tiny. Yeah, do you guys want to adapt to him? I'm just kind of holding him out to you like that.
Is insight using like Again, I forget what insight means.
It's telling if people are sort of telling the truth. The whole truth.
Okay. Do you want to insight on our conversation we've just had?
Yeah,
just to see if
that's what I mean to see like if that's really who's attacking. 8 plus 10, 18.
He's just leaving.
Okay, cool. That's good, though.
If you join the religion of Orion, right, they're quite nice. If you... I can heal your wounds if you swear to not thieve again. Instead, just
can it, dwarf?
Fucking hell, this place.
I have no idea.
All I'm trying to do is be neutral.
You're being quite preachy.
I'm still religious.
So what do you know about the Dalaran Tower, little man?
What's there to know? It's a big tower. Holds up the upper city. Like, what else do you need?
Seen anything strange around there recently?
Everyone's seen something strange around there recently.
Oh, we had this with a beggar man earlier.
Goddamn mist!
Right, can I just knock him out and walk off? Cause this
wait. Did you see those elves? Those weird elves.
Vacant elves.
Elves? No. I mean, they're not elves.
What? Right. Are they shifters?
I don't really know. They look like they might have been elves once. Not anymore, though.
Do you know where we might find them?
We want to head down to Lower Memphis.
That's where we were thinking about going.
I'm very
scared. Everything, if there's a bit of gold in it for you, if you give us something particularly useful.
Bear in mind, you'll know if you're lying, and I will crush you.
Hey, I'm as clueless as you are, pal.
Okay.
No gold for you, then.
You know, go anyway. Don't be careful.
Just take care, pal.
If you ask around or find anything out about these people, come see us. You'll know us because we'll be looking weird in the streets. There might be some gold in it for you. Just put it out. They don't thieve from us. We'll give you gold for info if you find it.
Can you put me down now?
Gold.
There's about a minute and a half of blank staring, and then he's back on the floor.
Scurries off.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Just
he turns around and flips in the bird.
These halflings in this town. I tell you.
I just ask you.
They don't like your hello fellow little person attitude.
Does anyone know what this actually means?
Well, I actually lost half my finger in a mining accident.
Yeah.
And they're actually picking up on that fact. It's incredibly offensive.
That is offensive.
First stub finger blowdite.
Stub finger blowdite.
Blow that stub finger over spinal.
Moss doesn't get it.
Fingers.
So shall we head to Lower Memphis?
It's probably the place to go.
We should probably stop.